To raise funds for the Diocese of Buffalo's compensation program for those sexually abused as children by priests, Bishop Richard Malone vowed he would consider property sales as an option. Last week, he announced he will sell his own residence. His future home will be on the grounds of St. Stanislaus Parish in the city's Broadway Fillmore neighborhood.
I've wondered about that for some time, whether it would be a good thing to be over there where things are changing so much. There are some encouraging signs with the Central Terminal, we hope.
While recognizing the sad circumstances behind the move, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown sees the bishop's choice to live in the east side as a vote of confidence in its redevelopment.
I do see this as a very exciting vote of confidence by Bishop Malone and the Catholic Diocese. The city has invested millions of dollars in that area for demolition, for stabilization, for housing investment, investment in the Broadway market.
As well as $5 million in state money recently committed to the Central Terminal. But newly arriving residents, immigrants, have taken their own steps to rebuild. Common Council member David Franchek lives in the Broadway Fillmore neighborhood and explained how immigrants from Bangladesh, for example, have bought up and begun rebuilding homes.
There was a house that was in rough shape. I mean, the roof was shot, the plumbing was all burst, the inside walls were crumbling, the place was in horrible shape, and one of the new immigrants came in and paid $41,000 cash for it, where it probably has a negative value. But they're going to go in there and they're going to spend tens of thousands of dollars fixing it up. So that's going to lift all the boats.
Franchek believes having the bishop in that neighborhood will bring further attention and support to continue redevelopment. And he's hopeful that will encourage local folks who romanticize about the neighborhood's heritage to make more stops beyond their Broadway market visits. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.